Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
And welcome back. Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason. Watch us at milehighsports.com. You can reach us. Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. In the meantime, if you're going to get a chance to go to the home show this weekend at the Colorado Convention Center, say hi to my friend Tracy out there from Hot Tub Outlet in Littleton. She's going to be selling hot tubs out there and saunas as well. And as I've been telling you for a long time, if you want to get a hot tub today, you can get one because they have two warehouses full of them, 15 different models, truckloads coming in every month as well. I don't know what the other hot tub stores are really going to say at the home show, except for you're going to have to wait a while. And then they're going to walk up to Tracy at Hot Tub Outlet, and she's going to say, well, I can take care of you right now. I would think that the line is going to be around the convention center talking to Tracy because she can actually get you a hot tub as opposed to the other hot tub dealers. I don't even know why they're going to show up at the convention center. What are they going to say? Well, we can get you a hot tub in about 6 months. Don't even bother going. Really, Hot Tub Outlet in Littleton, they should be the only ones there. Go say hello to Tracy for me. And you can find them online. HotTubOutletDenver.com. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is presented by Smoke and Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Go get some tonight in Denver, Centennial, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
All right, there's been a lot of talk over the last couple of days about what Von Miller said to Teddy Bridgewater on the sidelines. Teddy gave a pregame speech. And then Von said to him, not realizing that he was mic'd up and it was going to go viral, he basically said in so many words, he hasn't heard something like that, something that inspirational before a game since Peyton Manning played with the team. Which leads me to this. If Teddy Bridgewater continues to lead like this, right? And the players respect him. We know Vic Fangio likes him. Von likes him. So that's as big of a thumbs up as you're going to get from any defensive player. The offensive players really, really seem to like him. Let's say he has a pretty good offensive year. Let's say he is 15th overall as a quarterback. Clearly, if Aaron Rodgers is available, you're mortgaging your future for him. Mm-hmm. I don't think any reasonable person would even question that, and neither would Teddy Bridgewater. But are you looking at a quarterback in the first round for a guy who is 28 years old? Because honestly, you're going to be signing him new contract.
It depends on the level of that contract. I mean, if you are talking about, say, a 3 year,
yep,
say $65 million contract with about $30 million guaranteed. So effectively like the first year and a half guaranteed. You are not looking to trade up for a quarterback.
No.
But if you're sitting there with, say, pick 24 in the draft,
mm-hmm,
and one
game. Hold on. Wait a minute. If Teddy Bridgewater is the 15th best quarterback in the league this season,
uh-huh,
and deserves a 3 year contract, how many wins do the Broncos have? They probably have about 10 wins. Which would probably,
I'd say more than that. I'd say probably 11 or 12, which is why I have them picking 24th, 25th.
So if they pick past 20, okay, so now let's say they're picking 22nd.
Yeah.
For the sake of argument.
You're not trading up. It's if someone you really like falls, and that's where you then have the freedom to go developmental. Like, I'll give you an example.
Get out of Liberty.
Malik Willis or Desmond Ridder from Cincinnati. Someone who could probably use a year or two to incubate. That's the kind of thing you do. And you would still rather do it in round one than round two, because for that equation to work, you need the fifth year option. in terms of the timeline.
Right.
It does not. Yeah. If Bridgewater has that kind of year and you re-sign him to, say, a three-year deal where effectively it's the first year is guaranteed and then the second year is half guaranteed, you're not out of the quarterback mix in the first round. You are out of the mix to trade up. You're not doing a mortgage the future move. You're saying, okay, what if somebody falls? I mean, we've talked about Sam Howell a lot. What if, for whatever reason, Howell falls into the 20s? Well, if you really like him, take him and let him, and then let him sit and let him sit and learn.
We'll play the what if game.
Yeah.
Let's say that Aaron Rodgers doesn't come here.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Teddy Bridgewater signs a new contract here.
Yeah.
I think so, too. And I know it's only one game. I have no idea what it's going to be for. We'll see how he does play. If he plays well, it's going to be in the, if he plays really well, it's going to be anywhere between $20 to $23 million a year. If he doesn't play that well and they say, okay, we're going to draft a guy, but we're still going to sign you for 2 to 3 years, it's going to probably be in the $15 to $18 million a year range. Sound about right or no?
Probably 15 to 18 is what we were talking about a couple of years ago. Now you're probably talking about that being about 20 to 22 million a year.
For a, so what if he is more than good? Now we're looking at 26, 27?
Yeah, I mean, like here's an example.
You're right. Now that I think about it, just 2 years ago, the salary for a backup quarterback was essentially anywhere between 16 and 18.
Yeah. If he, let's say,
or a mid-level starter. Mid-level starter. Yeah.
Now, 16, let's say that he's flirted with a 100 passer rating, like in New Orleans a couple of years ago when he started for those five games. He came very close. If he's sitting there with a 100 passer rating for the year, that probably puts him no lower than 11th or 12th. Then what do you do? Because at that point, you're talking about somebody who probably is good and it has shown that he's good enough to start for a lot of teams. And then it becomes, and then this is where George Payton being part of the team that drafted Teddy Bridgewater comes into play. Because what if he looks at a season that Bridgewater has that is upper mid tier and sees that as, this is what I thought he could be when we drafted him in 2014 before his career got derailed by the type of injury that in literally every other era of the sport would have ended his career, but eventually he came back from. Do you think maybe he gets in the mindset of saying, well, he's playing like a first-round pick. And we made him a first-round pick in Minnesota. Why can't we build around him? That's another possibility as well. If he plays at a high level, I'm not saying he's going to have games as efficient as he did against the Giants. But what if at the end of the season he's sitting there with 4,000 yards, 29 or 30 touchdowns, 7 to 9 interceptions? And you're going to the playoffs, and maybe you advance in the playoffs. There's a very real chance that they double down and make him the quarterback for the next few years.
Coming up after the break, we're going to go out live to Jacksonville. We're going to bring in Gary Smits. He writes for the Florida Times Union and covers the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's next. Sure plays a mean pinball.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber, the public, not retail, but wholesale, go to rmfp.com. In the meantime, I want to tell you about Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. I'm telling you, they have everything. Okay. Let's start off with sports, right? Because we're a sports station. We're a sports show. You want the NFL package? Oh, they got it there. Every seat is a great seat in the house. Don't like football? No problem. They got a pool hall with 15 tables, live music, no cover on the weekends. And check out this happy hour. You might want to listen up to this, Mace. This is right up your alley. Okay. Okay. 2-for-1 wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 o'clock.
Why is that right up my alley?
That's a lot of liquor.
I know.
That's a lot of liquor. That's a lot of Moscow mules for you.
I'll tell you what, that's where you say, all right, I got to make sure I got Uber or designated driver.
No, because your designated driver is going to take advantage of this happy hour too.
That's true. So yeah, right. you're getting a ride.
There's no question. Greenfields in Lakewood. It's got something for everyone. Time now for the buzz.
The buzz is presented by Rocky Mountain Eurosport. Go for a test drive today in Denver or Parker because everyone deserves a luxury car buying experience. Or find them online at rmeurosport.com.
All right, let's go out to the hotline. We're going to go live to Jacksonville, Florida. Gary Smits, he writes about the Jaguars for the Florida Times Union. How are you, my friend?
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I'm doing fine. And that is one long happy hour. I wish we had a joint like here in Jacksonville that had some 2-for-1s for that long.
Well, they have happy hours like that at Greenfields, and they have joints all over the state, so you can pick what you want.
Awesome. Yeah, I never forget. The last time I was in Denver was in 1995 at the Olympic Festival, and they had a bar in the Lodo area that had TVs in the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, if it was really crowded, you could just look down at the floor, right. And then, boom, there was a TV.
Right, right. Well, listen. Yeah. We will be going down there for the game this time, so Mace probably wants to know where he can get a good Moscow Mule.
Well, not really, because I'm going to be driving up from Tampa. So.
That's all right. Well, I mean, you're going to be in Jacksonville. Is there a good place to get a Moscow Mule for Mace here?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you make it, the TPC Sawgrass Bar has really good Moscow Mule.
Okay.
Nice. There you go. Good.
Mace, you're all hooked up.
And that's a public course, too, so it's a public clubhouse and bar.
There we go.
Yes, anybody can get on there, yep.
All right, let's talk about your new head coach, Urban Meyer. Seems like this has been a rocky road so far. What's your perspective being closer to that than we are?
Well, yeah, it has been, and it's been an interesting week. We were joking in the media room the other day about, okay, you asked him about USC, you asked him about Jason LaCompora report, you asked him about the Reddit report that he was on the verge of resigning. It's interesting, but you know, Urban's always been a little bit of a lightning rod for stuff like this. You know, whether it was in Florida, or whether it was at Ohio State, or now at the Jaguars, and in between a couple of TV gigs, it's been interesting to watch. He pretty much refuted the USC rumor yesterday, although, you know, the thing
so
is,
did Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but Nick Saban was very, very, it was much deeper into the NFL season with the Dolphins than just week one. So I think Urban has a, you know, he's got a little bit of ego. I think he's going to want to give it more than 1 week to see if he can make this work. And I think he hired enough. I tell you what, the staff is an even mix of guys with NFL experience, Darren Bevell, Brian Schottenheimer, Joe Cullen, and then he's got guys like himself who did not coach in the NFL, and I think there is going to be a little bit of an adjustment period here, mainly with the fact that, as you know, as has been famously said, there are no East Carolinas in the NFL, and Urban's going to have to get adjusted to the fact that there are no gimmies. People thought the Houston Texans were the worst team in the league. The Jaguars were going to end that losing streak, and they got rolled. And they got rolled, but good. It was 34-7 at one point. That final score is just a lot of garbage stats in the fourth quarter by Trevor Lawrence. But you know, it's one of the things that he's going to have to get adjusted to as an NFL coach.
Now, you actually mentioned some of the guys on the staff there, and in particular, Darryl Bevell, Brian Schottenheimer, working directly with Trevor Lawrence. Obviously, much is made of Urban Meyer, but what are Bevell and Schottenheimer doing to kind of get Lawrence up to speed, and how important are they in terms of getting Lawrence where the franchise wants him to go?
Well, obviously they've coached some very good quarterbacks in the past, and I will give Urban credit. He hired a couple of guys who were up to the task. And the great thing about Trevor is he's, you know, sharp as a whip, and he gets it. And his post-game comments and in his comments yesterday, you know, he realizes very, very quickly that life in the NFL is a little bit different than life at Clemson when he had, what would you say, 9 lock wins
this
season. And, you know, I think he pretty much gets it. But, you know, these guys have been in the NFL long enough. Not to say that Darrell Bevell and Brian Schottenheimer had the greatest success in the world in the NFL teams they coached at, but they were in the league long enough to know what it's like and to know that it's a marathon and to know that now it's 17 weeks, 18 weeks if you throw in the bye week and everything. And I think that they've done a very, very good job of not only schooling Trevor in playing quarterback in the NFL as opposed to playing quarterback in the ACC, but they have schooled him into the mindset that you have to have in the NFL of, you know, treating every game. I mean, you know, he at Clemson, he got up for FSU, and he got up for when they would play Miami in different weeks. He got up when they would play Georgia once in a while, South Carolina. But that's every week now. You have to have that mindset. And I think they've done a pretty good job of that. And I think he's made it easy because he is a pretty sharp kid. And I think he gets it.
We are talking with Gary Smits. He writes for the Florida Times Union. He covers the Jacksonville Jaguars. I have a great story for you if you really want to piss off Urban Meyer. I'm being dead serious about this because we talked about this earlier on in the show. So I don't know if you know who Shelby Harris is. He's a defensive lineman for the Broncos. He does a podcast called Shell Shocked on iHeart, and he interviewed Draymond Jones. Draymond Jones played for Urban Meyer at Ohio State. And they recorded this, a couple months ago?
I read about this earlier this afternoon.
No, you have all the audio. Draymond trashes Urban Meyer as a guy who's practically heartless and really doesn't care about the players at all unless you're a star player on the team. And you know what? It pretty much syncs up with what we've been reading out of Jacksonville about Urban Meyer.
Well, I'm not sure what you've been reading. I do, you know, we've been reading everything. I don't know if you've been reading our stuff. All we can go on is what players have told us.
What have they said to you?
The players, by and large, and I kind of was prepared for this because I went back and okay, what's going on right now? And it's not just the free agents that Urban signed and gave a lot of money to sign. It's not just the rookies that he drafted, okay? But we're talking about Miles Jack, Brandon Linder, Laurente McCray, Andrew Wingard, Josh Allen, DJ Chark, you know, James O'Shaughnessy, the veterans for this team that have been through 3, 4, 5 years with this team. And what they're telling us in front of everybody.
No, what are they? I want to know what they say to you off the record on background, not what they say at a press conference. You know they're going to blow wind up Urban Meyer's skirt. What are they saying to you privately?
Okay. Well, guys, you know as well as I do that, first of all, NFL locker rooms are not open yet.
Stinks, doesn't it? Yep.
NFL locker rooms are not open. It's right. Only in the past, hang on, it's only in the past 2 weeks that we've been able to get players in a one-on-one basis.
Good for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then from what I understand, this is what all NFL teams are required to do. They call it they were getting the players off the practice field. We're making requests, and they've been asked the same thing. And no veteran player, obviously the rookies, and obviously the guys that got a lot of money to come here, like a Shaq Griffin, like a Rayshon Jenkins. Okay, are going to trash him at this point. But the veterans, also given every opportunity, have not done so. And last week and this week were the opportunities we had to get them aside off the practice field without anybody hovering, without being in a press conference situation. And nobody has said anything close to what the Denver player, I'm drawing a blank here.
Draymond
Denver
Jones.
Player said, Draymond Jones has said. I'm not saying that he's fabricating anything or embellishing anything. I'm not doing it. I'm just saying we haven't heard that yet here. And the last few weeks, we have these guys in a one-on-one situation, and they have not gotten to the point yet where they're trashing Urban like that.
Okay, so kind of a step beyond that then, with Urban Meyer, since he took the job, from just what you guys have gathered with players and just what you've seen watching practices and all that, how has he adapted and grown into the job and evolved from what he was on the college level?
Probably not a whole heck of a lot, to tell you the truth. But don't forget now, he's got a young team.
Yeah,
he's got 22 new faces out there, and they had a very large draft. They had like 11 guys in the draft, and then last year they had 12 guys in the draft because of picks and everything. So they've got a very large percentage of this team who are only 1 or 2 years removed from the college atmosphere, so they're still used to the college approach to things, okay? That's why there hasn't been a whole heck of a lot of pushback yet. And, you got this thing now where he refers to, he's got the guy with the loudspeaker at camp saying, okay, there's 30 seconds left in this period. Next period will be punt return, and then when the horn blows, it's okay, you got 30 seconds, and then they give a countdown, 10, 9, 8, whatever. And then when there's a water break, you got the guy in the loudspeaker, Fernando, one of the guys who's been with Urban since Ohio State, and they say, okay, hydrate, hydrate. And he's just like lecturing these guys, drink water, as if you have to tell a guy in training camp when he has a water break to drink the doggone water. You really don't need to do that. Time will tell whether there is some serious pushback on that, but there was a lot of college in Urban's training camp. Now, we're only seeing 25 minutes of practice now, and that's 25 minutes of stretching and flexing in special teams, like every other NFL team. So we're not sure what's going on now. But you are right in the respect that, there's going to be some adjustment period from Urban to the pro game. There's going to be the adjustment period from the pro veterans to Urban's approach. Somewhere in the middle, there's got to be a compromise, or else this is not going to work.
Listen, I really appreciate you coming out. We gave you a call today. Thank you for doing it on such short notice. And Mesa, TPC
TPC Sawgrass Bar, right?
There you go.
That's the place I got to go.
It's an awesome place. You go in there, they might look down the bar, and there might be Jim Furyk having a beer, and you might look down the other side of the bar. Might be Vijay Singh having a glass of wine. It's a good place to go.
Well, I will not be at the game, but Mace will be at the game. I'm sure he will look you up, and then
I'll come by and say hello, and thank you for coming on.
Yeah, I'll probably ask you to give him a drive over there and then buy him a drink.
Okay, you got it, fellas.
Right. Hey, appreciate it, Gary. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Gary. Okay.
All right.
All right, I want to address something that he said that actually applies to us, where Gary said, all the guys have said to us publicly, they all like Urban Meyer, but he said, but there's a problem, we can't get in the locker room and do one-on-ones.
And you and I probably talk about this off-air three or four times a week, maybe five.
We need to address this coming up after the break, because the truth is, you can't get the full story if everything is on a podium. We'll talk about that next. That makes me swear.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive. Goodman, Mason. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber to the public for your next project, not retail, but wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Impact Real Estate. Impact Real Estate is creative real estate and solutions with the greatest impact. Go to impactcommercial.co.
Okay, on Tuesday, ESPN's Adam Schefter reported KC Chiefs offensive coordinator and former Buff Eric Bieniemy will, quote, emerge as a head coaching candidate for USC at some point. When asked by Pro Football Talk about the USC opening just the other day, He said, talking about Bieniemy, well, you know me. You guys know me. I am where my feet are. So when it's all said and done, I am focused on the task at hand. I'm not worried about anything where my name is being mentioned. My job right now is to make sure that we are preparing for this weekend's opponent. You think he's going to get the USC job? What are the chances?
I wouldn't even say slim to none because I don't even think they're slim. I think they're non-existent.
I think that Eric Bieniemy and his agent are putting out a great show for everybody because this is an agent leaked story.
Yes.
It's an agent leaked story.
And if your name is connected with job after job, the thought is, okay, maybe you don't get that one, but you get on the radar of another. That's how this game works. And that's why you see assistants, you know, through their agents working to get their names out there. And I'm sure we're going to hear Eric Bieniemy's name an awful lot as we get in November and December and we start seeing what openings are going to exist around the NFL.
This is Adam Schefter is one of the premier NFL story breakers in the game. Mm-hmm. But it bothers me when he probably knows he's being used, yet he still puts it out there anyway. Just to make news. And he gets his name out there as well. Look what I'm reporting because I know people are listening to what I have to say.
Yeah.
And in some ways, I think you're kind of abusing the mountaintop that you are on top of, which you deserve to be there. But the truth is, Schefter, either he doesn't know or should know, this is not a true story. That this came from the agent, and now it is bouncing back and forth with other media members, now asking Eric Bieniemy, hey, what do you think about the USC job? Hey, man, I'm totally dedicated to my job here, and I don't even want to talk about USC. I'll talk about USC when it's all over. This is a made-up story, period. And shame on anyone who is putting wind in the sails of this story, including Adam Schefter when he knows better, and the guy from Pro Football Talk. And anytime I see this on Twitter or I see this on the web, on any website, that they may not know that this is not true, but more wind is going into the sails because Adam Schefter allowed it. And now this is becoming a story. With that, why do you think Bieniemy still hasn't gotten an NFL job?
There are a couple of things working against him. And number one, we allude to this from time to time, but his time on the Colorado staff was a disaster.
It was a long time ago, though.
Right. It was a decade ago. But there are some legal incidents on his ledger.
Are you talking about when he played? When he played?
Even after that. Like, there have been some, like, even in the early 2000s. So there's that to consider as well. I really don't want to go down the path of saying, okay, did he not interview well? Because I'm not in those interviews and I can't judge the veracity of that one way or another. Sometimes it can be just that you don't mesh with whoever you're interviewing with. Like the personalities just don't fit and thus the interview isn't going to be good. So that's something that can be kind of hazy. The other thing working against him, believe it or not, is that Matt Nagy not doing terribly well with Chicago probably doesn't work in his favor as well because Nagy, like Eric Bieniemy, was the non-play-calling offensive coordinator in Kansas City under Andy Reid. That probably doesn't help Bieniemy either.
I'll tell you something else that probably, at least in my opinion...
Or not non-playing, but minimal play-calling. Andy Reid shoulders most of the play-calling load.
Right.
He'll hand off to Bieniemy from time to time, just like he hand off from Nagy from time to time. But it's Andy Reid's show, and everybody knows it.
What Eric Bieniemy really did do in the NFL was help with the development of Adrian Peterson. You give him credit for that. He was the running backs coach for the Vikings when Adrian Peterson came into the league.
George Payton was on the Vikings staff then.
And to your point about Andy Reid, I mean, I think there was a play last year in the playoffs with the Chiefs, or maybe it was the end of the regular season where people said, wow, what a brilliant move by Bieniemy. I'm thinking, what are you smoking? We know who calls the plays here. It's kind of like, what a brilliant draft pick by Ted Sundquist. We know who was drafting.
Yeah, look.
It was Mike Shanahan.
Right. I mean, just like that, not all general managers have equal responsibility. Not all coordinators have equal responsibility. I mean, let's take Tampa Bay, for example. You have an offensive-oriented coach in Bruce Arians, and then you have Byron Leftwich working under him. Now, he's handed a fair amount off to Leftwich, but still Arians is thinking offense first. So Todd Bowles, he's the guy that is basically kind of left alone to do his thing. So even though you may want an offensive coach in this day and age, in terms of what they're doing that is analogous to being a head coach, Todd Bowles is probably closer to that than Byron Leftwich is, which is why I think Todd Bowles is somebody who in the next cycle probably will get back in as a head coach.
When is by the way, what was the stuff about Eric Bieniemy? I don't know all of his background stuff. And quite frankly, to me, it is far in the past and I'm not looking to pick it apart. There was no domestic violence charges, was there?
Well, I'm looking. I don't want to say anything before I.
I'm asking because I honestly don't know, but I'm asking actually for a reason. But my question would be this: as much.
Yeah, I see. Okay, when he was a player, an NFL player.
Yeah.
There was a bar fight in 1998 that resulted in a deferred sentence and court mandated community service.
Yeah, I just want to know: was there any domestic violence? That's it. I don't need to go through his rap sheet. Was there anything on there about that?
He, according to back in 1993, he was arrested for threatening a female parking.
There we go. That, okay, so
in 1993,
a long time
ago. And then there's a DUI charge in 01.
Okay, we don't need to go through his rap sheet. Yeah. That's not why I asked. I'm not looking to bury Eric Bieniemy, but I am going to bury him with this comment here because these are words that came out of his mouth, not mine, his mouth. When's the last time you can remember an NFL head coach saying something where people, either at the press conference, in the community, or in the NFL, raised their eyebrows and said, ooh, you probably shouldn't have said that?
Tell me.
Well, Eric Bieniemy wasn't a head coach, but he was an offensive coordinator. When he was asked the question about Kareem Hunt, former Chiefs running back, a guy that he coached, who was then, at the time, playing for the Cleveland Browns, I believe it was a playoff game. And if you don't remember what happened with Kareem Hunt, I'll remind you. In November of 2018, TMZ released a video of Hunt involved Hunt kicking a woman in a hotel room. Okay. Later after that, the Chiefs released him. All right. There was a video of Hunt kicking a woman in a hotel room. Video of it. Chiefs released him after the video was released. And Chiefs owner and CEO Clark Hunt released a statement following the release indicating that Hunt was not truthful when the Chiefs asked him about the incident. So not only did he kick a woman, he lied about it. Eric Bieniemy, offensive coordinator, 3 years later, asked about Kareem Hunt as the Chiefs were getting ready to take on the Browns. Quote, he's a beautiful kid. He has a beautiful spirit about him. That's not something head coaches should say.
Yikes.
Offensive coordinators can get away with that because apparently Eric Bieniemy did.
I'd forgotten about that.
But yeah. When you are a head coach, I remember this because when this happened, I was doing the show, I believe, with Les or with you. And I remember looking it up because I was listening to a press conference with him. And I'm like, oh my God, did you really just say that? Because this is when Eric Bieniemy was up for all of these jobs. Could you imagine if a head coach in the NFL said that about a guy who kicked a woman and then lied about it?
They'd be roasted. Completely.
And oh, by the way, even though it was a long time ago in 1993, he had an altercation with a female parking attendant. That's why I said, was there any domestic abuse on his record? Right?
Yeah, and I was going through it to kind of to see what was there.
You want to know why Eric Bieniemy is not getting a job? Because he can't keep his mouth shut about stuff like this. That's why. Nobody wants to go near a guy who is toxic when you don't know what's going to come out of his mouth when you are representing a university or an NFL team. You cannot say stuff like this. So if he's willing to say this publicly, what in the hell do you think he is willing to say privately in an interview, because he wants to be one of the guys and wants to get that job, because he wants to be hip, Eric, and he's going to say something stupid like this. And those people are thinking you're the CEO of our team. Can't have you saying that, Eric. You can be outlandish, and you can be, you know, rah-rah macho football guy like the Lions' new head
coach. Dan Campbell, yeah.
You can be Dan Campbell, but
Rock'em, suck'em football.
But you can't say, I'm sorry, about a guy who was caught on videotape kicking a woman and then lying to the team about it. He's a beautiful kid. That's why you're not getting hired. What do we have coming up on Masterpiece Roofing, just in case you missed it?
Well, the Bucks have made a big move on their broadcast. We'll talk about who's the newest play-by-play announcer for the defending champs, and also what's keeping Ronaldo up at night in his new mansion in the UK, or at least it was, caused him to move houses. That's next on the other side, right here on Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason on Mile High Sports.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew. Okay.
Welcome back, Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason, watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us, Rocky Mountain Forest Products, Twitter feed at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. Time now for the final word.
The final word is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just in case you missed it, is presented by Masterpiece Roofing. Find out how Masterpiece can get your insurance company to pay for your roof. Call 720-242-6404 or go to masterpieceroofing.com today.
Just in case you missed it, Cristiano Ronaldo had a little bit of trouble after moving to the UK. He wasn't able to sleep because there was a large herd of sheep that kept baaing in the night, and it was keeping the soccer star up, so he had to go ahead and move mansions. First world problems in the realest way.
Yes.
Mace, Eric, have you ever been on the road in a hotel or maybe in a new place that you just moved into and had some sound keeping you up at night?
I will tell you a story, and I'm not going to name names. Not that anyone would know the name anyway, but when I worked for the Panthers, and when you work for a team, unless you're a high executive, they've got you rooming with somebody, you know, two double beds, one person takes one bed, one takes the other. And I was rooming with somebody who had a significant snoring problem.
Okay.
To the point where I found that the only way I could sleep was by taking sleeping pills, which I absolutely hate to do.
I thought you say you put a pillow over his head and stop breathing.
No, but finally, like, you know, no one wants to hear that. But finally, toward the end of the year, I said, you know, because I knew people that had gone to sleep specialists,
right,
that had snoring problems. And I said,
I did.
Yeah. And I said, look, I mean, I don't mean this in a bad way, but you may want to go get some help. And fortunately, right, he did. And
good for him.
Slept much better after that. But boy, for a few road trips there that season, man, it was, I couldn't sleep. I mean, it was like jet engine loud. I felt bad for him, but I was also like, I need to sleep here.
Just in case you missed it, the Milwaukee Bucks have made Lisa Byington the first full-time female play-by-play announcer in major men's pro sports, as she will take on the day-to-day broadcasting role for Bally Sports Wisconsin. She has broadcast games for a wide variety of networks in both basketball and soccer, and she played basketball and soccer at Northwestern. What does this hire mean, especially as it comes from the NBA defending champs?
Wait. She got hired by whom?
Milwaukee Bucks. Jim Paschke retired.
Doesn't Susie Waldman do Yankees games?
The Bucks, the Milwaukee Bucks.
No, I understand, but did you say she was the first?
First full-time.
Well, because Susan Waldman splits it with... Well, she does radio or TV to Susan Waldman. But doesn't she split it with John Sterling?
I don't know. This is for the TV broadcasting, right. Full-time.
I think that's kind of the technicality there is that Susan Waldman splits
full-time
with John Sterling.
Good
whereas Lisa Byington will she'll do every game. She's a great announcer. And, Milwaukee just had an announcer in Paschke that retired after 35 years. So she does well. She might be there for another 25 or 35 years. Good for her.
I cannot remember her name. I think she's terrific, and I'm embarrassed that I can't remember her name. She does games for ESPN. Basketball games for ESPN.
Analyst or play-by-play?
Play-by-play.
Beth Mullins?
No.
She does, but there's some
no, it's, I can't, gosh. And she's really stinking good.
Because you're talking about play-by-play, because Doris Burke's a great analyst.
Doris Burke.
But she's an analyst. She's not play-by-play.
I've heard her do play-by-play.
Not often. Usually, because she does analysis
Doris
on...
Doris Burke is great.
She does analysis on NBA. She's terrific.
She's terrific. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's going to do it for us. Anyway, that was Masterpiece Roofing. Just in case you missed it is still hail season, if you could believe it, here in Colorado. If your house got damaged by hail, your roof got absolutely trashed, highly recommend you go to Masterpiece Roofing. Their clients love them. They were recently voted Denver's best roofing company, and they're going to help you get your insurance company to pay for your roof. And that's a big deal. You got to have an ally when it comes to that, because those insurance companies, they don't want to pay for anything. But Masterpiece Roofing, they are going to fight for you. Go to MasterpieceRoofing.com. Nolan, great job today. Same with you, Danny. Mace, fantastic job. Make the best possible night you can. And safe travels to Florida tomorrow. You'll be doing the show live on the road.
Yep. Can't wait.
Has the devil put aside for me.